man, we thank y'all. I thank the men for that message already. Does anybody realize that we really can't do anything without God? Many of us have tried it our way and tried it others the way others suggested we try it, but in the end, and the conclusion of the matter is that we need God. That is the conclusion of the matter. So let us pray. God, we thank you for being God of our lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you for just making a way for us, God. God, we recognize that we really can't do anything without you. And that you loved us so much, God, that you sent Jesus to show us the way, God, and we are so grateful. God, we are grateful this morning, Lord God, that you still forgive us when we fall short of your glory, God. That you loved us so much that you gave us that word that says if we confess our sins, God, that you're faithful and you're just to forgive us, Lord God. So God, forgive us this day in the name of Jesus. God, if there be anything in me that would keep me from hearing clearly from you, God, take it away right now in the name of Jesus. God, if you give it to me to speak to your people, I am committed, Lord God, to follow your will. Now, God, we've gathered with concerns in the name of Jesus. But we recognize that, God, you're our healer, so we lift up everything to you. And believe right now, God, that you're just sweeping through this place, making a way for the people of God. So, Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Let your power, your anointing, your glory, your presence be felt throughout this entire building. It's in the name of Jesus that we do pray. That the people of God say amen, amen, and amen. God, yes, God. We are going this morning to Philippians. Chapter 3. And if I say anything about Ephesians, it's because every time I try to finish Philippians, the word Ephesians come out of my mouth. So forgive me in advance. Amen. But we're going to Philippians chapter 3. And we're going down to verse 12. With our focus verse being on 12, but we're going to read a little further. So follow in your Bible, whatever version you have. This morning, I will be reading from the Contemporary English Version, the African American Jubilee Bible. So please go to Philippians 3, starting with verse 12. And stand when you have found it, if you're able. And it reads this way in the Contemporary English Version. This word is written by the Apostle Paul. And he's saying to the church, I have not yet reached my goal. And I am not perfect. But Christ has taken hold of me. So I keep on pressing. I keep on running. I keep on struggling to take hold of the prize. He went on to write, my friends, I don't feel that I have already arrived, but I forget what is behind and I struggle for what is ahead. I press towards the goal so that I can win the prize of being called to heaven. This is the prize that God offers because of what Christ Jesus has done. All of us who are mature should think in this same way. But if any of you think differently, God will make it clear to you. But we must keep going in the direction that we are headed. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Holy Spirit, I need you now. Paul said, I have not yet reached my goal. And I am not perfect. But Christ has taken hold of me. So I keep on pressing. I keep on running. I keep on struggling to take hold of the prize. Amen. Amen and amen. The message title this morning that God has given abundant life is Keep Pressing Forward in Faith. Keep pressing forward in faith. Keep pressing forward in faith. A couple of weeks ago, God gave us the encouraging message that quitting is not an option. Because for many of us, the year 2018 came in like a roaring lion or a hurricane. Many of us had high hopes for 2018. However, as we entered the year, the winds and the waves have been blowing quite hard for this first 2.5 months. Some struggle with sickness, others with disappointment. Some with financial challenges, others with death in their family and anxiety. Many persons have said, God, my life has changed without notice. But nevertheless, as believers, we have declared in our church that quitting is not an option. So we're going to press on with Jesus. See, there is no turning back for us. So as people of God, we must view our circumstances as opportunities not to go through, but opportunities to grow through. To help us grow spiritually and strengthen our faith in our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. As Paul wrote, consider it all joy when you face trials of any kind, because it's only the testing of your faith and will develop perseverance in you. So you're familiar with what James said. James said, perseverance must finish its work so you may be mature and be complete. So people of God, whatever you're going through this morning, whatever your family may be going through at this time, whatever your friends may be going through at this time, remember, it's only a test. Tell somebody, it's only a test. A testing of your faith. It's only temporary. So God is saying to our church, I already know what you're going through, but you must keep pressing forward in faith. You must grow through this thing. Hallelujah. Be mindful of this. Whatever you're going through, God has not forsaken you. It is for your good, that you may grow up spiritually and be a witness for him. Let somebody say amen in here. So we should anticipate, people of God, that God will deliver us to a place of victory. So that's something to celebrate. Yes, I'm going through right now. Yes, I'm hurting right now. But I know what the end's going to be, because my God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can even ask or think. Your journey is only to give you a testimony about the greatness, the goodness, the faithfulness of our God. So we must keep on pressing forward in faith. So this morning, for those of us, who have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are declaring deep down in our spirit, no matter what comes our way, no matter what it looks like in the natural, no matter what people are saying, no matter what people are declaring, no matter what people are predicting, we're going to keep pressing forth in faith until God gives us our breakthrough. Come on, church. Let's say church, say amen. See, God has a great work for us. So we have to look like the word and talk like the word and act like this word, because we are going to be world changers when we get outside of this door. So let's take a look at our morning text. And yes, it is the Epistle of Philippians. It's Philippians that I'm talking about this morning. And see what God is going to say to us in these scriptures. As many of you know who are in Bible study, that we have been studying the Apostle Paul for months. We have observed and talked about his beatings, him being in prison, how Paul endured for Christ, his trials and his tribulations. So he's the one that's writing to us this morning. Paul went through a lot, but Paul wants the church to know, I have learned to be content no matter what's going on in my life because of Jesus. Basically, what Paul is saying, I have learned to be satisfied because I'm satisfied with God. So whatever is coming, going my way and coming my way, I'm satisfied with Jesus. Because we recognize that victory belongs to him. So, people of God, we have to look like the word. When trials and tribulations come our way, we can't be like the world and have our head hanging low wondering what the end's going to be. See, we already know the end. We win, people of God. So we have to get it in our spirit that we are more than conquerors through him who strengthens us. This word is for the believers, because we have a great work to do for God, but we have to look like the word. Hallelujah. Paul tells us, I know what it is to be poor. I know what it is to have plenty. I know what it is to be beaten, he said. I know what it is to be hungry and have too little. But he says, nevertheless, Christ gives me the strength to face everything, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, we have to get this word in our spirit, and we got to live it out. Christians are good at talking about the word, but God is calling abundant life to be the word and live this word. You have to stand flat-footed no matter what's going on. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, yes, I can. But we have to believe this word, and we have to live it out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Even Paul had another issue. He said, to keep me from becoming conceited. Because, see, I have these great revelations. I have all this knowledge. But to keep me from becoming conceited, there was a thorn given to me in my flesh, a messenger from Satan, to torment me. He tells us three times, I begged the Lord to take it away. But God said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Basically, you need to depend on me. It's not your head knowledge and all the things that I revealed to you. You must depend on me. So my grace is sufficient for you. So God is saying, if he doesn't take it away, his grace is sufficient to heal, to deliver you. Hallelujah. And to set you free. So no matter what it looks like, you hold on to this word. His grace is sufficient for my situation. Hallelujah. See, Paul is teaching us how to live here on earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. 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 Don't try to do it without God. Paul lived a life of faith. Paul believed God when he said, "For my power is made perfect in weakness." Anybody feel weak this morning? Remember this word. His grace is sufficient for you. See, we can learn from Paul. Paul was sold out for Jesus. He believed God could handle anything. So he gave us this word to hold on to. Remember that he's in prison. And he wrote to us, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Yeah, I'm in prison. I'm behind these bars, but I am going to rejoice in the Lord always. See, there are different kind of prisons. You may not be behind bars. What have you in? What have you in bondage? Are you in bondage for something else? See, I don't know your story. But the word of God tells us this: be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication and by petition, let your requests be made known to God. Basically, Paul is telling us, you're going through, but go to the throne. You're going through, but God will fix it. Basically, he's saying, go to the throne of grace and stay off that phone talking to people that have more drama than you have in your life. Looking for advice from others when God has done it all for you already. Then the peace, he says, that transcends all understanding will guard your heart and your soul in Christ Jesus. But do you believe it? See, that's the thing. Do you believe it, and do you apply this word to your God, into your situation when you get in trouble? God is saying, this word works. But you have to work the word. You have to live this word. You have to speak over yourself these words from the Bible, because there's power in the word of God. So as we recognize that, we must keep pressing forth in faith. Just believing we're going to reach our goal. We're going to get to our purpose. We're going to get to our destiny. Oh, yes, we will. But you must believe it. Jesus said it's your faith that will heal you. You have to remember, it's your faith that will heal you. So let us keep pressing on, declaring that we are overcomers. You didn't speak over yourself. Yes, God, I just believe you're going to deliver me from my sickness. Speak to yourself. You're going to deliver me from my grief. Yeah, God, you're going to deliver me from toxic relationship. Yeah, God, you're going to deliver me from addiction. God, you're going to give me the desires of my heart, because that's the word of God for the people of God. Let the church say amen. But it's your faith. It's your faith. It's not somebody else's faith. It's not the preacher's faith, not the deacon's faith. It is your faith that will heal you. See, that's what Jesus said to the woman with the issue of blood. He said, it wasn't my clothing that healed you. It was your faith. So how is your faith this morning, people of God? Really? How is your faith? Who do you trust when times get a little rough for you? God is saying to us, and this is for us who believe, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things you need will be provided. Too often we have other things and other people in the first place in our lives. But God is saying to the church this morning, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said, yes, I know you're going through. Yeah, there are some trials and tribulations that you must experience. But Jesus told us this. Be of good cheer. See, I came down to overcome all that stuff for you. Because that's why we have the victory. Because what? Victory belongs to. So we got that part right. We just have to begin to look like this word. We do. Act like this word. Don't be just a talker. They say church folks do a lot of talking. But how are you living? Really? Hallelujah. So God is saying to us in 2018, no matter what is going on at this time, be confident of this. He who began a good work in you will carry it out unto completion. God is saying to someone, it is done and it's already so. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. But we got to get this word in here. So when you're going through, just tell people it's only temporary. If you're a believer, pray for me. Because in the end, because of Jesus, I win. So I can look to the hills where cometh my help. Because I understand my help cometh from the Lord. Thank you for offering to help me. But it's Jesus that's going to make the difference in my life. Come on, Holy Spirit. Yes, we're just growing up, God, in you. We're growing through only to reach our destiny. Only to reach our destiny. God, so we're going to just trust in you. We're just going to obey you. We're just going to believe, God. Somebody say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, because you'll never understand the things of God. But in all your ways, acknowledge him, and then he'll direct your path. Somebody else needs to hear that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. You'll never understand the things of God. Turn them over to Jesus, and he'll direct your path. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Spirit. Finish this. So I just get excited about the future. I don't know about you. See, I don't know what the future holds for me. But I trust God. Because I know who holds my future, you all. And God is saying to someone this morning, let your past be your past. We cannot move forward looking backwards. He said, remember what happened to Lot's wife when she looked back? She was frozen in time and turned into a pillar of salt. For if you are moving forward in faith, if you turn back to your old ways, your old sins, you're destined to crash. So we must keep pressing forward in faith. Paul said this, forgetting those things which are past and pressing forward to those things that are ahead. We must apply this to our lives. We cannot change the past, but God, thank you, we can repent and be forgiven. So press forward in faith, walking into your future, walking into your destiny. God is just saying to someone, don't give up. Press on with me. In faith, believing I'm going to make a way for you. I'm going to knock down some bricks for you. I'm going to take away some things that you don't want from you. I'm going to root out some bondage for you. I'm going to break some chains for you. Just believe my word. Press on in faith. Lift your prayers up to the Lord and believe he will answer. We say in this church, if we want an answer, we must abide in him and his word must abide in us. So we talk to the Almighty God about our situation. We talk to our merciful God about our situation. We talk to our sovereign God. And then watch him change things. Say, I'm going to try to just wind this up. Because I believe in here God is building us up with purpose. But we have to war back with this word. sometimes in the process of waiting on God. Anybody have to wait? You prayed and nothing happened, and you just have to wait. I know about that. God, did not you hear me? But sometimes we must wait. And as we wait, I will share this with you. You must encourage yourself with the word. You must speak the word over your situation. You must pray the word over your situation and watch God in his time change things, because dotted people say he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. So you pray this word. You speak this word over your situation. You speak this word because there's power. I just believe in the word. Healing power, deliverance power. Speak that word. So in times like these, church, it's the word that will make the difference. It's not your friends that's telling you and giving you directions that have nothing to do with the word of God. It is the word. It is the word. That's why God gave it to us. It's our operating manual. So when we want to know how to operate, we open it up and we seek God's will for our lives. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, help me, Lord Jesus. God said to me last night, there will be someone here this night, this day, that has been weeping and crying and asking for my help. I don't know where you are. You have been going through, and you're wondering whether God has actually heard you. He's saying to you this morning, I have seen your tears. I have felt your pain. Focus on me. Give me the honor that I'm due. I will heal you. I will deliver you. Don't you throw away your faith in me. I don't know who I'm talking to. He said, keep pressing on. Go forward, trusting me with your life. He's saying to you, you're headed in the right direction. Don't you turn around. Don't you get distracted by your circumstances, Holy Spirit. I have not left you or forsaken you. He's saying to this person, it's only temporary. I'm giving you a testimony. It's all about my glory and how I can work it out for your good. But don't you lose focus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't you sink back into sin. Allow the Holy Spirit to order your steps. He said, keep pressing forward. Not only to save your soul, but to save souls of others. So, church, we just have to, no matter what it looks like, we have to keep pressing forward in faith. So, Holy Spirit, help me. There are so many things in my heart, because I've talked to so many people over the last couple of months, and people are hurting. People that praise you, God, they're hurting. But the word is, keep pressing on in faith. I have not forsaken you. I'm God and God all alone. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Walk out this word. Holy Spirit, help me in. People of God, you're not alone. You're not alone. Hold on to this word. And declare, I'm not moving. Forgiving those things in my past, God, but I'm not moving. God, I'm going to hold on to your unchanging hand. I'm going to believe this word, God. And when you do, God is saying, you will be healed. You will be made whole. You will get your deliverance. He will take away that sin in your life that you don't want anybody to know about. He's going to take away that depression. He's going to take away the addiction. So abundant life, we're going to declare, forgetting those things that are past. We're going to just keep pressing forward in faith towards the goal that God has just for us. So let us declare and begin to even celebrate in our spirits now. We have the victory. Because victory belongs to Jesus. Say, we believe that when the praises go up, these blessings are going to start dripping down. We are healed in here. God, we're going to stand firm with you. We're going to trust you with all our hearts. We're going to believe your word. And as you begin to say those things to yourself, there should be a spirit of praise rising up in you. Because the Bible says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. If you want God to do something for you and you're expecting it, begin to praise him wherever you're sitting this morning. Watch him begin to break some chains in your life. Heal. Wherever you are, I don't know how you praise. People praise in different ways. If you want God to do something in your family, praise him however you praise. Some people lift up holy hands. Others just say, praise the Lord, and they just whisper to God. Other people shout and keep a lot of noise. But the main thing is to praise him because the Bible said so. So I declare, God, on behalf of all the people here, that we're going to, God, keep pressing on in faith to reach our earthly goal and purpose. And yes, our final destination is to be with the Lord. So people of God, keep on pressing. Don't let anything distract you. Just keep on pressing, people of God. In faith. And it's not easy to do it by yourself. I heard a songwriter say this: God, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. So we're going to end with that this morning. God, I need you if I'm going to keep pressing forward in faith. God, my friends can't help me with this thing. God, I need thee. God, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. See, I don't know who this message is for this morning. But I can trust God, and you can trust God with whatever is going on in your life. Since we said quitting is not an option, now we have to press on. We have to press on. We have to press on in faith with him. I don't know who God is talking to, but I believe him. When he gives me a word, it's for the people that are sitting before me. So please stand all over the sanctuary. We're going to say, I need thee. Because you can't do this by yourself. Satan would put those shiny things in front of you to distract you. Tell you you don't have time for that church. They stay there 2 hours. I don't have time for that. I got things I gotta do. But that's the spirit of Satan trying to pull you away from your breakthrough. You must recognize that this is spiritual warfare during this time. A spirit of warfare, the good and evil. And when you say yes to God, Satan wants you back. So he's going to send all kinds of shining stuff to get your attention. It's nothing wrong with going to that club and having a few drinks. Church folks won't know. You can sleep a little late this Sunday morning. Turn the TV on. They're preaching on TV. But we understand the fellowship of the saints when all God's people get together. And the Spirit of God moves. People are delivered. People are healed in the name of Jesus. There's nothing wrong with working on Sunday. After all, God blessed you with the job. He knows why you can't go to church. Things that pull you back. Bible study. Doesn't pastor know what I gotta do on Wednesday and Tuesdays? Bible study. But God is saying to the church this morning, I've done it all for you. I loved you so much, I sent Jesus to die on that cross just for you. So seek first the kingdom of God. All those things you're chasing, I'll provide you with all your needs. But I loved you so. So as I look around, I believe everybody is saved and everybody has a church home. So we're coming to the altar this morning. We're coming to the altar to talk to Jesus. God, I need thee. I need thee, God. God, I've cried. God, I've cried. God, I've asked you, and it just hasn't worked yet, but God, I know I can't do this without you, so I'm bowing in the church this morning, and I'm going to truly leave it with you. Thank you, God. The altar is open for everybody that want to talk to God. This is your moment. I've given you the word that God has given me. Now it's your time. God, I heard the preacher. I've heard your word, God. But God, I need thee. God, I need thee, Lord Jesus. God, I need you, Lord God. God, I've tried it my way, God, but this day I'm going to bow and say, God, I need thee. I can't do this, God, without you. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Yes, God, we need thee, Lord God. I come to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for hearing the prayers of your people now. The altar is open for everybody that need God to heal, deliver, restore.
I need thee.
Break some chains in your life. The altar is open.
My Savior.
Bless us, God.
I come,
God, we are coming to thee. No other help we know. Thank you, Lord God. It is so. It is so. You wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Of good courage, people of God.
Bless me now, my Savior, I come to
God. We are coming to thee. Come on here, baby. Come on here.
I need
this message may have been for you. Somebody bring me the oil.
I need thee.
No weapon formed against my family shall prosper. I am a warrior. And I am a believer in healing and deliverance. So I stand.
Bless
now, God,
me now,
lifting this situation up to you.
Savior,
and you're going to work this out. And we're going to give you the glory. So move now, Holy Spirit. Start right now, Holy Spirit. And move from the top of her head through each and every organ in her body, each and every cell, each and every vessel. Move, Holy Spirit. Move, Holy Spirit. Move, Holy Spirit. Move, Holy Spirit. Correct, reverse anything that Satan is trying to do. In the name of Jesus, you kneel, and when you get up in victory. This is finished for you. This is finished for you. This is your day of breakthrough. Is there anybody else that needs to be at the altar right now? Anything you want God to do right now? The Spirit of the living God is moving. Healing is taking place right now. The altar is open, people of God. Is there anybody? Leave it behind this day. God is saying, keep pressing forward in faith. Don't you quit on me, because quitting is not an option. I didn't quit on you. I went all the way to Calvary for you. I hung on that cross for you. I bled and died for you. I rose with all power in my hand that you may be healed and delivered. This is the Jesus that we believe in and we call on right now. Move, Holy Spirit. If somebody belongs at this altar, but I'll stand in your stead and claim your healing and your deliverance right now. So you can't be ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't worry about who's looking at you. You come to this altar and say, Jesus, I need thee. And I'm going to trust you with all my heart.